gotta get ready. That saying never goes like bad.
What saying?
Stay ready, so you ain't gotta get ready.
Hola, hola, hola. I sound like my brother. He starts off.
Speak Spanish?
No, but that's literally how he starts all of his videos. Hola, hola, hola.
Oh, that's cute. That's different.
I love him. Love you, DJ.
We love you, DJ.
We love you, Boogie. Okay. All right. So we're back with another episode of Are We Canceled Yet?
And I'm here eating green bean soup.
Oh, my God. Because
JoJo has me freezing.
Wait a minute. Pause. She says I have her freezing, but at the moment, we are in her studio. And she does not have on the AC. I'm burning up. She hasn't had on the AC for about 30 minutes now. So let's unpack that.
It's not needed. Because it's fall. And you know what fall brings?
We're also in the dead of Los Angeles. There is no fall.
Which means at nighttime, shit gets real. Gets real. And I'm real cold.
And I'm real hot. That's why
I'm eating my green bean soup.
She's eating green bean soup because she used to be homeless, and that was the only thing. Matter of fact, I'm so sorry. Not homeless. No. Yeah, okay. So something y'all don't know about Tamika. She was once homeless, right? And then she got picked up by a cult, and then they took her on a compound, and then on a compound, all they ate was green bean soup and white kidney bean chili.
First off, I was going to go along with this story and talk about the compound, how their names are the Hills, because that's my family. I didn't indeed eat a lot of green bean soups because, facts, my uncle makes the best green beans in the world. But
I don't think we should talk about uncles with that disclaimer in the beginning.
Well, we went down to feed the homeless every Saturday, so he's a good one. But I can say this with my chest. I never had no white chicken chili soup.
I didn't say white chicken chili.
What'd you say? What'd you say?
I said white kidney bean.
I never had white kidney beans in my life.
I don't think you know what you had, white chicken chili soup.
I ain't never had no white bean. I remember that.
No, that's crazy because we definitely went to Walmart last year. And you got some white beans because you saw something on TikTok and you made some chili with it.
I ain't eat it.
So you just made the chili and throw it away?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It wasn't my OG chili.
So you out here wasting money. Looks like somebody didn't learn something from college.
I love the way you put that in there. That was the smoothest transition I've ever heard in my life. Let's jump into this. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Are We Canceled Yet podcast with your host,
JoJo.
And Tamika, a.k.a. Meek Meek, a.k.a. Encore, a.k.a. President of the Society. You know what that is. And this podcast, we talking about HBCUs because it's homecoming season.
My gosh.
She got a problem with me.
Yes, I do have a problem with her making those noises because, one, she is not in a sorority of any kind. Two, I don't even know what noise that was. It was two sororities put together.
And then I guess...
Three, she is so disrespectful.
Then I guess
I'm also, and you know what? And that is why that is the difference between PWI people and people who go to HBCUs. We have a bit more decorum.
It's a okay? little hot.
Oh, now you hot.
I ain't gonna lie. It's a little hot in here.
Oh, it's hot because you're about to get your car revoked, baby? Again?
One. I don't understand why it keeps getting revoked in the first place.
Because you be doing stuff like that. You cannot make no noises like that. And I just want...
You just told me it was not one or the other.
I just want the HBCU delegation to know that I fully respect my people. I love my Eagles. Eagle Pride! And...
What's Eagles?
I ain't got...
That's a college you... That's a college you went to.
I went to the illustrious... I didn't go to college. I went to a university. And I went to the illustrious North Carolina Central
University. Is there a difference?
University.
I don't need I don't need not smart, JoJo. Is it a difference or not?
I'm going to ask you this. And I'm only going to ask you this question. Is there a difference between a community college and a four-year university?
Definitely.
All right, then. Continue.
That did not answer my question. I also thought you were going to say, is there a difference between a freeway and a highway? But that's not what you said.
There is a difference between a freeway and a highway.
So tell me, what's the difference between a college and a university?
How about I tell you what's the difference between an HBCU and a PWI? Because that's a clear distinction.
It is clear.
Yeah.
It is clear. And in another world, I would have went to one.
Why didn't you go to one? Let's unpack that.
Because my college had a wonderful theater program.
So what you trying to say?
I know nothing about that one. They might give me a scholarship. So I was like, deuces.
You know what? I ain't even got nothing to say to that. You got a scholarship? I ain't got nothing to say, baby. Take that free money. I ain't even got nothing to say, Smooth. Like, you should have lived with that. I could
have gone to another university. Mm-hmm. But I just had one track mind.
And I get it. You had a scholarship. You should have lived with that.
That was not the one track mind. I could have gotten several scholarships. I was third in my class. Thank you.
Well, what was your one track mind?
That I really wanted to go to that school. And it was literally the only one I applied to.
So you're lazy.
If you put it like that.
That's exactly how I wanted it.
And I went for it and I got it. But if I could do it over, mm-hmm. I would like to. I would have loved the experience. Mm-hmm. I would have missed my friends. I did have some. I have some amazing friends. They're my best friends to this day.
Do you still talk to them? Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah. You don't talk to your friends? You ain't got no friends? You ain't got no friends, Ching Ting?
We can talk about that another podcast. I have a friend. But I don't call everybody my friend. That's crazy.
Well, those are my friends.
One thing I don't do is that.
Mm-mm. If I cannot talk to you on a day-to-day or month-to-month, but we can catch up and it'll be like we never left each other, you're my friend.
You know what? It's so crazy that you say that because I also recall you calling somebody your friend that you just met.
That was a hypothetical. Obviously, that was not my friend. You know that. You know I don't like saying associates.
You call everybody your friend, though.
Because I don't she like saying associates.
She even calls romantic partners her friend.
Because they are my friends.
They're not your friend.
Because there was a little romance in there. They can't be my friend.
All right.
I'd love to have a friendship with you.
I just thoroughly feel like we need to come up with another word for you.
What?
Friend.
No, it's...
Friend, yeah. Friend. You use friend for everything.
But you know.
That means that the meaning goes out the window.
But you know.
I know. But do other people know?
They don't matter.
Okay.
The other people don't matter. They don't hear me call them friend. Like, let's be clear. If I called you my friends, then you know. Or else I'm going to be like, this my homegirl. Or this JoJo. This my work colleague. I work with her. That's different. If you're not my friend, you'll never hear me say you're my friend in public. I only call you my friend to my friends because I don't like saying associate. It's too long. Like, it's a lot of work.
All I heard was I call everybody my friend because I don't want to use other words.
Correct. We're on the same page. Look, I wasn't sure that I was communicating that well, but I did a damn good job. That's exactly what it is.
All right. HBCUs versus PWIs. Okay, so let me ask you this. What do you think you missed from like not attending an HBCU? Because you said you would redo it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I also put this on myself. Mm-hmm. There was a sense of community. Mm-hmm. Because
at your school?
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's because I surrounded myself with those people.
Oh, so y'all had a BSU?
The woods. You know what I'm talking about at Wright State. You know the woods.
Y'all had a BSU?
We did. I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
I didn't say that community. I meant the community that lived by my dorms.
So your fucking neighbors.
Yeah, they was black.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Interesting. So your PWI, and it, for those of you who don't know what a PWI is, it is a predominantly white institution. So for your PWI, your community, you did not go to the BSU.
I did a couple times, but I had to go to work.
But your community was your neighbors, mm-hmm. and they were all black.
Yes.
So the PWI segregated y'all on purpose?
No, this is going to sound bad.
Racism.
This isn't going to sound the best, but we chose to live there probably because it was by the basketball court.
And on that note, I ain't even got nothing to say to that.
I wanted to live in a dorm. I don't want to live at the honors apartments. I don't want to do all that. I want to be right here at the basketball court. When it snow, I'm there sliding down. I'm on the side cheering the boys on. Woo, 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 woo.
You know what? Wait a minute. Okay. So when it snowed at y'all school, did everybody come together and have a big snowball fight?
Yeah, we did that.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. You trying to talk about us. We did that.
Okay. I feel like that's a universal thing. I was just asking a question.
Well. Okay. Other than that, we didn't have a lot of sororities or fraternities.
Really?
A lot of them were shut down. There's no things that you can't speak on. But we did have a HBCU not too far away. Mm-hmm. So people went there to pledge.
Oh, okay, okay.
I would have loved to pledge, but I was not going there.
You know, a lot of the times, too, because I know they did this on my campus, when there's, like, an inactive chapter, they mm-hmm. get, like, one of the faculty, faculty or staff members that are of that chapter to reactivate it, or they get, like, the state or the city that you're in. They get the local grad chapter to mm-hmm. come in and reactivate it until they can get established and activated on campus to continue recruiting on campus.
Yeah, we had some of that.
Yeah,
they came
okay.
from the other college.
Okay.
They came from Central.
Oh, I love that.
But I was just like, I'm not feeling it. That's a lot of work.
Wait, the HBCU in Ohio was called Central too?
Central State.
Wow. And I went to North Carolina Central University. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't want to bring racism into this, but I feel like that's a little bit racist to call all these HBCU Central because...
Is there another one?
No, but there are several... I don't know. Maybe. I might have to look it up. But there are several prisons that are called Central. And really? The biggest thing, whenever we went to North Carolina Central, we would always shorten it and be like, oh, we go to Central. Oh, we go to Central. Until one of the professors, she was really big on like speaking highly of yourself and like not shortening things. She hated when you shortened anything. She was like, no, you go to North Carolina Central University.
Oh, that's long.
But she only said that because just down the street was literally the prison that was Central. You get what I'm saying?
I do wonder. Or where were they centrally located in the state?
What, the prison?
Both.
Well, I feel like all HBCUs are centrally in the middle of a housing complex. Like, so if you wanna like talk about Central, it was centrally smack dab in the middle of a housing complex.
That's interesting. I wonder if there is something behind that.
I wouldn't doubt it. I honestly wouldn't doubt it.
That's racist.
Yeah.
Big time.
Very much so. But honestly, I wouldn't trade my experience at a HBCU for the world. I feel like you learn a lot of different things through the lens of others who look like you. Mm-hmm. We also learned that, I mean, this is very much overused, but all black people are not the same. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was cool.
What do you mean by that?
But I think the biggest thing...
That's an interesting concept.
What, that all black people aren't the same?
Yeah.
Well, I just feel like people in general were not the same. We didn't come from the same background. We didn't come from the same household. We came from different states, which I feel like college is one of those things you learn a lot about people in general. Like, if you don't go to class, listen, because there were some people who just went to college and went buck wild.
Oh, for sure. They but, were not there the next year.
Right, exactly. But I feel like if you don't learn anything else education-wise, you definitely learn things on a societal aspect. As far as, like, people in general, dealing with people, different dealing with different mindsets. Which I feel like I had a taste of that growing up anyway, because I was in a military town. So, of course, we had people from all walks of life. So, college wasn't really too much of a difference for me. But just talking with some of my friends, they were like, it was really an eye-opener, because it's kind of like, you're so used to people in your town, especially coming from a small town. Mm-hmm. They have those small town mentalities. Everybody pretty much thinks the same. You'll probably have one oddball that thinks differently, but we looking at them like, oh, you weird because you think different. Mm-hmm. But then when you get to college, it's like,
no,
okay, yeah. So I feel like in that aspect, it was a really good experience. The partying, baby.
I definitely missed out on that.
Woo!
I definitely missed out on that. I went to some, but it's not going to be on the same level.
It ain't nothing like a HBCU party. It's not on the same level. Baby. And then college nights was on Wednesdays. Listen. Wednesdays and Thursdays. And we had a bus. We had a bus that came and picked us up. Met us by, matter of fact, in... Now that I think about it, the bus was always parked by the campus ATM. Have your money on tap.
Y'all was set up.
Have your money ready. But look, they had the bus come out there on Wednesdays and take you to the party, and they bring you back. In hindsight,
that's wonderful, man. Definitely didn't have none of that.
Question, but the question is, who drove the bus? Don't know. Who owned the bus? Don't know. Was it the party promoters? Don't know. We was taking a chance.
On the bus?
We was taking a chance. Look.
Look, if we all go.
Look, we all going down together.
Like what?
Community. What's up?
Community. I ain't had it. What's up? I had my community.
Look.
It was cool, but it would have been nice to go to a university.
Yeah.
And just the history that you would have learned.
Oh, yeah. I feel like we do get a different level of education as far as, like, what to expect in the real world. Again, like, we do have, like, I feel like education across the board is pretty much going to be the same in some aspects. But as far as, like, societal type stuff, it definitely prepares you for a lot.
I don't even think education is going to be the same. I feel like you have different course selection that you can choose.
Well, yeah, that's true. I'm talking about, like, the basics, like math and shit like that. It's going to be the same. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a good overall experience, I feel like.
But I feel like everybody has an African-American history or studies.
I ain't had that.
You ain't had it?
No, girl. I went to history of the Bible.
That ain't funny, because that's actually a good class.
It was a great class.
That's a good class, like, to have, but God,
dog. It really broke it down. How did I learn? How did I pass it? Like, some classes I just took.
I mean.
Because why do I need, I'm not about to take U.S. history.
I mean, but look, all right, this may be a stretch, but I feel like the history of the Bible is a prerequisite to African-American history or African history, because, I mean, according to the Quran, we are what? We are the original
Israelites. Girl, I ain't read the Quran. We had St. James. Is that what it's called? The one that goes around everywhere. You can buy it everywhere. We had that. And it literally taught you, like, this what happened B.C. This what came. And then this, it was history class, but the Bible.
Y'all had St. James at a PWI?
Whatever it was called, girl, I don't know.
I mean, King James? Lord King Jesus. James. She like, got me saying St. James.
Look, I don't know.
Wait, y'all talked about BC?
We talked about the history of the Bible, literally. As in, if it was a history book, this came before this.
Oh. Huh.
This was this parent. This was this child's connected.
Oh, so y'all really, like, broke it down?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Question.
Please don't ask me nothing from the class.
I'm going to ask you something from the class.
Was Jesus black in the book?
First of all, if y'all had the King James version, that's the version that's in all black house. You know what? I don't judge me, but I was literally about to ask, did they say anything about dinosaurs? No. Okay.
Good question. I'm sure someone had that question.
That was literally the first question that popped into my head. I wonder if Jesus saw a dinosaur. Did he see a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Like, no.
Or a omnivore.
No, that can be a whole nother pod, omnivores, though, I can talk about some dinosaurs, honey. Interesting.
Dinosaurs and Jesus. Evolution. Episode 5.
Don't put that out there. I gotta do research.
On dinosaurs and Jesus?
Yes.
Which book you gonna read from? It's too many books. Also, they
have Evolution.
Did you know that they updated the Bible this year? I don't even want to get on that subject. Like, I ain't even going to talk about it.
Because.
But they updated it.
Who was the editor that changed it?
Do they put the editor in the book?
It has to be an editor to update it.
But my question is, who told you to update it?
Who and what changed?
And.
Oh my God.
And do y'all have, you know, like everything. How in textbooks. You know, in textbooks, they actually put, like, this is the such and such version that includes such and such. Do they do that when they update the Bible?
I think so.
Interesting.
Just.
We're going to have to do research on this.
I'm going to pay. I'm going to be quiet.
Yeah.
That's when you're going to hear me be quiet.
I ain't going to say nothing. I just asked about dinosaurs. I just wanted to know a little bit about dinosaurs.
All right. So, the college experience, mm-hmm. HBCU versus what would you like to call it?
Pwah.
Pwah. That's the first time
I've ever heard it. Pwah.
Pwah. do I feel like I missed out on anything? Yes. Can I say what it was? No.
I feel that.
Because I didn't go.
I feel that.
Unfortunately.
And you know what? That makes sense because I can sit here and tell you all of the things about HBCUs that may sound similar to your experience, but it's not going to be the same. And it's also something that I can't verbalize because it's magical. So.
Oh, well, that sounds wonderful.
Thank you. We are magical
that
beings.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you so much.
That just shuts me up. Everything I was about to say. I would probably have a little taste of that magic if you ever took me to homecoming, but you haven't.
Okay. I'm saying it here.
You promised every year.
We will go to homecoming next year. But listen, homecoming is not something that you can just decide to go to. There is prepping, there's planning, and everything
what
that goes into homecoming.
What is the prepping? Ticket. Get a ticket. Have somewhere to stay. Cute outfit. That's it. Me.
And this is why you went to a PWI.
Like, that's it. I did go to one HBCU party. It was a great time. Homecoming. It was a great time.
Amazing. It's an amazing time.
I want to go to a football game. I've never experienced a band. A real band.
Wait a minute. Y'all didn't have a band? They were just making noise?
I couldn't even tell you if we had a band.
They were just making noise on the field.
I went to one basketball game.
Damn. Y'all had cheerleaders, though.
Yeah, I had a job.
Wait. Okay. Wait. This is a serious question. Do cheerleaders at PWIs, do they sound like... when they cheer?
No.
What?
What is that?
Oh, baby, listen.
No, no, no. That almost made... I was about to start dancing. That's how I know we didn't have it.
Listen.
So definitely not.
Okay, look. So I don't know the reasoning behind it because they didn't let me on a cheer squad, but I don't give a fuck, whatever. But I don't know the reasoning behind the deep voices. I can't even say it's to enunciate. It may be. But it just, it has like a, I don't know. I feel like it's a vocal beat to it.
I did just see that on TikTok.
I feel like it's a
And it was like, what's your real voice? And it was like, what's your cheerleading voice?
Oh, for real? They got that trend?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. It's definitely something that's very much known for the HBCU cheerleaders, though. I don't know why they do that.
It's great.
I love it.
It went through my body.
Dang, I can't. Well, what did? Don't tell me. I don't want to know what they sounded like.
For real. I just told you I don't know. I went to one basketball game. I went to school and I took my butt to work.
Hey, my girl right. said I'm working to get my education. I don't know
nothing about extra college, but you can ask me anything about McDonald's.
Oh my God! Look, listen.
She was working. Listen, in school, honey.
I got a bone to pick with Mickey D's because they for sure didn't want to hire me. No, and that's when I love them. Them Thought Box packages. The Thought Box. Look, when you got, what was it, 4 cheeseburgers, 5 fries, 2 drinks, and some nuggets?
Ridiculous.
Look, for $20, that fed the whole dorm.
Look, you looking for me, that's where I'm at, work.
Look, penthouse, what's good, shouting y'all out, hell.
I don't know what that was.
I'm not going to keep roasting you. Let's just continue on with that.
That I don't know what penthouse
I was going to be
was.
Like... You should know what a penthouse is. What is a penthouse in just normal life?
The top.
Exactly. I stayed on the top floor of my dorm. Penthouse.
Oh, I stayed in the basement.
Eating green bean soup and white bean chili?
One. I told you I ain't eating no white bean jelly and I can't even get it out. I can't even get it out. It's not in my vocabulary. Never know white bean chili.
Oh my gosh.
Anyways, no, I ate pizza rolls.
Girl. Oh, I ain't even gonna hold you.
Yeah.
I can't even eat Chef Boyardee right now. I hate it.
Oh,
I can't even look at it.
Ew. Oh, I didn't eat that.
Roman numerals.
Now.
Hey, yo.
It goes right back to you.
And we talking about colleges? Did we even graduate? Like this? Golly, this is not a reflection of HBCUs everywhere. I'm so sorry, y'all.
I also lived in a dorm for 1 year, and then I moved to on-campus apartments where I cooked actual meals.
Oh, I love that.
So I only struggled 1 year.
Okay, so
I don't recall me eating anything other than pizza rolls and Donato.
Question, your actual meals that you were cooking, did they consist of green beans?
You know what? No, I ain't getting to them.
You ain't eat green beans?
I don't even know when I get into them.
That's crazy. Because as an adult, all she eats is green bean soup.
Delicious.
And chili.
Has everything you need in it. Chili has everything you need, not the white kind.
And then for dessert, Dubai chocolate that she made 8 months ago. She been eating all that daggone chocolate.
Yeah. Because I made it. And I did a good-ass job.
And the fact that it's lasting this long, I have an issue with that.
I did just throw the last piece away. It was in the freezer, to be clear.
And the thing about it is, you didn't even know if it's going bad, if it's moldy, because it's green on the inside. You ate mold.
You eat blue cheese.
Yeah, but that's a preferred mold.
That's no better.
Don't do me, because that's luxury.
Girl, bye. That ain't no bad.
Said it once and I said it twice. I have impeccable taste.
You get that from college? No, because you ate Chef Boyardee.
No. I couldn't afford no blueberry. Wait, I mean, what did I say? Blueberry cheese. Even though I do love blueberry cheese. Blueberry goat cheese is fire. But I couldn't afford no blue cheese. And also, what am I going to put it on? Not that crap I was eating.
No.
Okay, so.
Now you really had me thinking, like, what did I cook in college?
Bruh, anything that went in the microwave.
Like,
they had
to go in the microwave because we had no ovens.
Anything that went in a microwave. We didn't even get the dorms with the kitchens until we got into upperclassmen status.
Oh, no, we had no dorm with no kitchen. We had to get an apartment for that. I lived in the basement.
Whoa!
It was fire. However,
when you say you lived in the basement, I immediately think of the show Ghosts, where they got.
I ain't live in that basement.
When they got the ghosts that live in the basement, and they don't really fuck with them for real, because they're basement ghosts.
No, just you walk in and you go down the steps, or it was the first floor. don't know. It had to be in the basement because we used to get house centipedes and that shit was scurry. If you listen, scurry, you hear me?
Every listener.
The biggest thing ever. We made up a rap about it. We made up a song.
Oh, that's crazy.
You ain't hear it? Because my verse was fire.
Go ahead. I've been waiting for you to
Let
sing.
Me think. What was my verse? No, it wasn't like that. It was
a rap. Yeah. Well, come on, musical genius.
Wait.
Give us a little tasty taste.
It's a music video somewhere out there of this.
Oh, somebody please find it. Please.
I wasn't.
Please find it.
Dang it. What was my verse? Looking in the mirror, gonna look pretty today. Look to the side, and what did I see? 108 legs, body back and brown. Ran to my bed and almost hit the ground. I'm going out of my mind, a little crazy. Ceiling starts to spinning and my vision getting hazy. And I think I'm about to pee in my pants. But Brittany in the bathroom and I won't have a chance.
Ah, bars! Ah, my girl got bars!
And then Brittany came on with her verse.
I don't want to hear Brittany's verse. Different.
Brittany, my friend.
She your friend right now?
She my friend.
Okay, hey Brittany, girl. I'm sorry, girl. Hey, Brittany girl.
Of a personal experience.
Oh, I love that. Okay, that was bars.
Don't do me. Don't do me.
My girl's a musical genius.
Listen, I also had a dorm with two Britneys and two Tamikas.
Ratchet.
They did it on purpose. Ratchet AF. They did it on purpose.
Ratchet AF. Okay. What was your major in college?
Business.
That part.
No, business administration and marketing.
Oh, okay. I love that.
I was doubling for accounting, and then I took tax class, and I said, "Get the fuck out of here."
Okay, now I think
out of here.
I think that we can all agree on this. HBCU, PWI, in-home college. What's it called?
In-home college?
What's it called?
Community college?
Yeah.
In-home college?
My bad. I mean, yeah. That makes sense.
Disrespectful.
Community college. Anywho, I think we can all agree nobody is using what they went to school for. Because are you using it?
Definitely.
No, you're not.
I'm using it. Did I have to go to school?
Bruh, you just lied with a straight face.
I'm using several classes that I took.
But are you using the degree as a whole, bro? Are you in your field?
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I took it as backup. My field is acting. I just needed something safe. I need an extra degree and not theater.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
And you are in acting, so I guess you are using some of it.
Look, I use it. I use select classes. So I did learn from them.
Mm-hmm.
But for real, you just need to go take computers. Give me some Excel, some Word, Outlook, PowerPoint. Give me that class. Boom. Get me sales class because it does teach you are a product. Pretty much, you need to be able to sell yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. It was sales and marketing and how to switch around some stuff. Really good projects in there. Really good class. Boom. Sociology.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Because, sociology is a great course.
Great course. Boom. Put that in there.
Battery about to die.
And business professionalism, which I use now.
I love that.
In my personal life.
I love that. Mine. Don't use mine.
What is yours?
You want the long version or the short version?
Always the long version.
All right. I went to school for... Oh, it's still going. No, it's not. Disconnected.
That wasn't 4 hours.
No, the... Okay, so... Technical difficulties. Again. Again. What were we talking about?
Again.
College?
Yes. What was your major?
Oh. And you said you went the long version.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think. I don't use it, so I forgot it. Hold on. Okay. I have a degree in family and consumer sciences with a concentration in textiles and apparel, and a minor in mass communications with a concentration in English writing.
Oh, that was a lot.
I know, it's a lot.
That was a lot.
When I'm in tuned, I like spit it out like fire.
So you talk about textiles?
No, I can make clothes.
Oh.
Basically fashion design and English writing. And don't judge. Don't even judge the way we speak on this podcast. Because, honey, y'all going to be like,
Yeah.
See why she not using that degree.
Give us a paper to write. Give us a paper to write. And
baby, I can compose an email. You can be like, who wrote this?
The president. Joe. Who said the president?
Not Sleepy Joe, the Obama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Are you using your degree at all?
Yes. When I go shopping.
To say, bro,
other than that, absolutely not. Which, I just want, I don't think I should say this. Fuck it. Since I'm not using my degree, I feel like I should not have to pay back my student loans, and I'm not.
I didn't know where we was going with that.
Look, because I'm like, I don't even know if I should say this, but fuck it.
I feel like I'm using some of my schooling, but I also would not like to pay back my student loans as well.
I'm not paying mine back. I feel like even if I was using some of it, I feel like with all the resources that we have now, YouTube and then the online courses that are readily available, prove it. Prove that I got this from your university. You can't prove it. I'm still not paying you back.
You're going to wait for it to fall off. Will it ever fall off?
Yeah, forbearance. After 10 years, you can file for a forbearance. You got to wait to the 10-year mark. But no, it doesn't automatically go bye-bye, but you have to prove
that you're not using it.
Yep, and you're not using it, but you have to prove that you're not financially able to pay this, especially after 10 years, which I'm not, which means was college even worth it?
I just don't want to pay mine, to be honest.
I mean, I just really feel like, okay, here's the thing. And I feel like this had to be a joke. This had to be a joke. Because literally, when you're growing up, they're like, oh, you got to go to high school. You got to do good in high school. You want to be able to go in college. Oh, you got to go to college or you won't be able to get a good job. And then it used to be a time to where, if you didn't have, or if you had a certain level degree, community college or what have you, your pay bump automatically went up at whatever job you went at. It didn't matter what your degree was in. It was an automatic thing. Oh, you got a certification, pay bump go up. Oh, you went to a university, baby, yeah. Pay bump go up. That's not a thing.
Definitely.
I became an adult and I'm like, where's my pay bump? What? Minimum wage? Minimum wage.
I'm going to take off my pod hat. She's sparkly. Put on my professional hat. Boing. Tamika Hill speaking here. I work in staffing. I also am a resume writer. Your degree means very little. Sometimes.
Absolutely.
If it's nothing. On a specific pay scale, then it does change.
Which makes sense.
Because then, okay, you have a bachelor's, you have a master's, you have even an associate's. We are required to give you so much more money.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you come and you're like, okay, well, I have a degree. I have this GPA. Mm-hmm. I should be making this much. Baby, have you worked before? Because if you have not worked in your field, you don't have an experience, possible internships, you're not going to get that unless you're in specific fields. It's just not going
to
happen.
And it's so crazy because it's like, how do you expect for people to gain this experience if you're not hiring people straight out of college because you want them to have experience? And people could say internships, but baby, listen, I honestly, you know what? I take that back. I feel like it depends on the field. Because fashion in general, you can have all the internships in the world. That is not going to guarantee you any type of job into the industry. It's all about the who's who. Who do you know? Mm-hmm. And you got to start from the bottom and work your way up. Like, and they definitely when I say bottom, I mean like dirt bottom and work your way up in the industry. Dare I say, it's very much a hazing element in the fashion industry.
What did you want to do in fashion?
So I thought I wanted to be a fashion designer. That was my thing. I want to be a fashion designer. Until I learned to fully construct garments, and I can sew up some shit with the best of them. Like, don't get it twisted. But after doing that, I realized that is not what I wanted to do, which is why I picked up my minor in mass communications, English writing, because I really had a knack for writing, not news articles. I absolutely hate news articles. That's a whole nother thing. That's a different format. But I wanted to have my own magazine, fashion magazine. I wanted to literally be the next Condé Nast. You know what I'm saying? And like 17 magazine.
Okay.
Yeah, those.
Like, give me a magazine that got a quiz in it. That's the ones I looked at. Ah,
I literally wanted to do that. But as time went on, I also felt like because I had the degree in fashion design, it would kind of give me a leg up in that field because I actually know what I'm talking about. You wouldn't believe how many times I would look at the descriptions on certain magazines or even the descriptions when you're shopping. That is not an accurate description of what the garment is in that picture. Like, it's not. I don't know who be putting stuff together. They just be writing anything. And I feel like if you have that knowledge, you can kind of implement that, kind of talk about it, and then kind of do things that way. But as time went on, things changed. Then modern times, nobody reads magazines.
No.
Everything is digital. So when I went to, I don't even want to say the university, my master's program in new media journalism, don't even want to say the university. That was my niche. Everybody had to pick their niche. Whatever they talked about, that was what you did throughout the whole master's program. And mine was fashion. And I appreciate from said university that they really taught us about the digital aspect of journalism, which kind of gave me a leg up because I did have my own website. And I ended up working for an internship when I was still in North Carolina. I had an internship out here working for a magazine company.
Okay.
My articles are actually still up. Don't look for them. They're still up, which was great on my resume. I was doing all this different stuff. But again, it's not enough.
I cannot wait to pick your brain about the Met Galas.
Ooh.
Theme next year. I'm not even gonna put it out there yet.
Ooh,
because I want to tackle that,
baby.
But that's gonna be interesting.
I can't wait to get an invitation to the Met Gala.
That's gonna be interesting.
Baby, listen, they're gonna be like, "Who's your designer?" Baby, me.
You? Oh, so you paying for your own table and everything?
Oh well, wait a minute. Hold on. How does that work? Wait. Whoa.
Yeah.
The designers pay for the tables, and then they bring.
Yes.
I heard that. Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, never
and
mind.
It's a lot of money.
I ain't designing a goddamn thing.
That's about JoJo.
Listen. Yeah. The most I'ma do, I'ma be like, I help with the stitching. But this is all such and such.
Yeah, they're just paying for dinner. They take their pictures on the steps.
Oh, wow.
And it goes to the foundation.
That's a very interesting concept.
We need to make one.
A foundation?
Something like that.
Or a gala.
Pay to both.
I could see us doing that.
Like.
I could definitely see us doing that.
Something like that.
Yeah. But, okay. So, just to kind of tie up loose ends, what we were talking about colleges. Where I don't feel like I lost out on anything. I do feel like the experience was great. Would I do it again? Absolutely. Again, I can't really verbalize the feeling other than it was such a magical experience just to be surrounded by your own. Mm-hmm. But just college in general, miss me. What? Miss me.
I would go if I consider it often, mm-hmm, that I'm just going to quit everything and go back to school. If I can get a scholarship, I can be a forever student.
Oh, it's a lot of people who do that.
I know, but I also want someone to pay for it.
Yeah,
because I'm not about to just be racking up these loans. But I would go back.
Yeah.
For psychiatry.
Oh. You know what? That's very on brand for you. So.
Why do you say that, JoJo?
Because you always trying to be somebody's psychiatrist, which is why we got this podcast.
Analyzing something. I would go back. I would be a psychiatrist.
Mm-hmm.
Take up a few more languages.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Would I do things differently?
I would be a forever student. I like learning. I don't mind homework. Whatever class I have to do a presentation for, mm-hmm, sign me up for that one.
You know what? I don't think I would go for anything that's traditional field. By traditional, I mean like doctor, nurse, psychologist, you know, stuff like that. I wouldn't go for anything traditional, but I would literally go for like finance, stocks, Roth IRAs, like different life things like that.
I've missed my calling there. I took several classes,
mm-hmm,
in business.
Yeah.
And I did what I had to do to get out, but I did not soak that in. It just was not my thing. And I wish it was, because we were in class,
mm-hmm,
buying Bitcoin and talking about Bitcoin.
Oh, I love that.
And trading currencies. And I was doing it and I was like, got my grade, I'm out.
You know what?
In one ear, out the other.
I feel like that's also a difference between the PWI and HBCUs. We didn't have any of that as far as like the opportunity to learn to excel financially.
Oh,
and you know what? Maybe we did. I'm just not in the business department. But to my knowledge, we didn't have anything to the extent of, mm-hmm, like buying Bitcoin or anything like that. But also, I mean, the system is against us, like, not to get preachy, but it is, so.
No, ours was mandatory. I have a Twitter somewhere. Yeah. I do not know the login. I do think I have a mohawk on my picture,
mm-hmm,
that I literally had to have for business class, mm-hmm, that we tweeted articles,
yeah,
about economics in other countries.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I feel like,
just for the points,
all in all, we were taught, like, history.
Mm-hmm.
We were taught like the basics and stuff, and again, I wasn't in the business department, so I'm not sure what they talked about there.
Yeah.
But I feel like if anything, the survival of it all is what we were taught versus living, which is sad. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's something that's just a whole nother subject in itself.
Yeah.
We could teach you how to survive, but baby, I could survive.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Well, no. I wasn't taught that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was taught about, you know, getting in the room, how you should present yourself.
Yeah.
Of course, interviewing,
mm-hmm,
and things like that. But the most important thing I took away was just that you are a business.
Mm-hmm.
You are a brand.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever opportunity you have in front of you, you have to learn to sell yourself for that opportunity.
I love that.
And that's what I'm big on. It doesn't matter what you're interested in, but that's it.
Did they ever give you, and this isn't necessarily a negative, but did they ever give you the scenarios of, if you don't get it, okay, this is the pivot?
No. Mm. You get it.
You get it. So they give you the mindset of, you got it, you already got it type thing.
Yeah. I don't think, I've never been in the scenario that you haven't gotten it. It was more so... Yeah. If they don't have it, how do you change it?
Ah, gotcha. How do
for
I?
Them. Mine was more so because I was in marketing. So if this brand is struggling,
mm-hmm,
I need to devise a plan to make it successful. If this restaurant is not, mm-hmm, doing well, we had something with Redbox.
Mm-hmm.
Redbox versus Netflix. Mm-hmm. How can Redbox or cell phone? What was it? With the little buttons. Mm-hmm. Really good. You love it. You want them to bring it back.
Quibi.
The cell phone.
Oh, I'm tripping. BlackBerry.
BlackBerry. BlackBerry is failing. Create a marketing plan. How can you, you know, present it to this different people?
That makes sense.
So it was never a you. It was a what can you do for someone else?
You know what? That's crazy that you say that, because on the flip side of it, just speaking from my department in general, in the fashion department, we were never taught to actually work in the fashion industry as far as like the tools and stuff that they have. We were always taught the skill of it.
No, so like, you weren't taught the business.
No, we were taught the business, but I'm saying more so like, okay, for example, the fashion industry now, because again, modern technology, a lot of people do not do things by hand. They mm-hmm. rely on technology. Like you can literally print anything from a computer.
Yeah.
Versus we had an old school professor, and at the time I was just like, girl, I am trying to be in the thick of it all. But in hindsight, I appreciate her, because that is a life, like that's a skill.
For sure.
That is a skill to know how to do stuff by hands. I don't need a machine. I can do a hem by hand.
Yeah.
And it looks seamless. You know what I'm saying? I can work in any alteration shop. That is a special skill that one.
I like that.
Is it going to prepare me for the actual industry?
That's
no.
The thing.
But I feel like nothing really prepares you for the industry. You can kind of learn. I feel like you can learn on the whim. Again, we have all these resources like YouTube and stuff. You can pretty much learn that stuff. But just to your point, to what you were saying, like mm-hmm. that was, you have a fallback.
So was it?
You have this
teaching
skill.
Teaching you to be a worker?
In a sense, but I also feel like that's a mindset.
Like,
but
that's a skill trade.
But I feel like
outside of college.
But
I
feel like
college for that.
On the flip side of that, I also feel like it was teaching you to have an actual skill. Say, for instance, if tomorrow technology or something goes wrong mm-hmm. with technology and we can't tap into it, and you still need to make money.
Yeah.
You still, you have the skill. You have something to fall back on. I feel like they prepared you for your fallback. Yes, this mm-hmm. is what you want to do, but also the reality of it is out of 1 to 30,000 people, only 5 people is really going to make it into this industry. What are you going to have to fall back on?
Oh, no. The Mars Dentry does that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't 5 people. It's business.
Yeah.
If you don't make that opportunity, make your own opportunity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was for you to own your own business, not you to work for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I go back. Now I'd learn some sewing. I'd go back for theater, honestly.
Oh, would you?
I do. Yeah, because I do feel like I missed out.
Okay.
Not going to school for that, because there's a lot of things that I didn't learn.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm like out here roughing it. She is roughing it.
Look, listen.
That now you pay for all these acting classes or vocal lessons. I could have took that up in school when it was paid for.
Honey, when I tell you that's...
Now, would I have known anything else? No, because it was very separate.
Do I know people?
I would have liked to take business classes and theater, but they were not going to let me. That was it.
Do I know?
Theater, you are theater. And I kind of wish I was just theater.
Do I know somebody with a theater degree? Like, I really want to know, since we're talking about, because either one of our degrees, you leave out, you get a regular 9-to-5, right? But when it comes to, like, theater,
there's no 9-to-5.
There's no 9-to-5, per se. Yeah. I mean, you can get a 9-to-5, but we all know, like, a creative in general, like, they're not going to be, especially theater, they're so out there. That's just not going to work for them.
No.
They really roughing it up.
Luckily, I was that person. That's how we met. But that's for another pod.
For sure.
Before we head out, though, let us shout out our wonderful sponsors. We could not do this without you. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Whoever you are. Whoever you are.
We know that you're coming.
Yeah, we see
partnership in our future.
Look, we also see new technology in our future.
It's just not.
Come on, sponsorships. Come on, sponsorships.
Come on, sponsorships.
All right, and to
if
wrap it up.
If you want to sponsor us, we would love it so. Give us a little money and see us watch and go. Show us a product so we can show our customers. Give us what you got. Electronics, hair, yeah. We'll sell it everywhere. Be-do-ba-boo-doo. Be-do-ba-ba-da. I feel like that sums up today's pod.
Does it? No, I don't think it does. All right, I'm going to give you the unpopular opinion.
Well, I will start singing it. Okay, wait, let me do it over.
All right, do it.
All right. And today, and now it's time for unpopular opinions.
Okay, I gotta do this fast because it's about to cut off. Okay, unpopular opinion for this episode is I feel like love at first sight is BS. I don't feel like that's a real concept. And with that being said.
Wait, the TV show or just the thing?
No, just in general. Somebody saying, oh, it was love at first sight, BS. Anywho. I'm going to let y'all think on that, but we'll see you next time on Are We Canceled Yet?